Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Monday, the 19th of October. It is now 65. Pretty breezy out there this afternoon, and looks like we'll be rain-free through the work week, at least, with a chance of showers in here by Saturday. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Area police, pretty busy over the weekend. 43-year-old Richie E. Tubbs of Fairfield was arrested Sunday afternoon on a charge of DUI. According to Wayne County Sheriff's Police, Mr. Tubbs was involved in two traffic accidents within about 90 minutes Sunday afternoon. In the first accident, around 2 p.m., Tubbs allegedly ran into a row of mailboxes on County Road 750 North at 1395 East. While a deputy was photographing the damage to the mailboxes, the officer heard a crash, looked up, and saw that Tubbs' vehicle had crashed into a ditch, causing one of the front wheels to come off. It was rolling down the road. Failing a number of field sobriety tests, Mr. Tubbs was taken to the county jail and booked on a charge of DUI. He allegedly told police he'd been taking some prescription painkillers prior to the accident. He had no alcohol in his system. No one was injured, fortunately. He was also cited for having no insurance and failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. Austin W. Prater, 18, of Mount Vernon, was arrested Saturday on a charge of being in possession of a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Bond $150. Two motorists were injured Sunday evening in a two-vehicle crash on Illinois 161 at County Road 250 East. The drivers have been identified as Robert M. Larch, 73, of Reinerd, and Trina L. Jett, 35, of Iuka. According to county police, Larch was traveling west on 161 and pulled away from a stop sign into the path of Jett's vehicle. Both drivers were injured and taken to the hospital in Flora. Following the 5:40 p.m. accident, Larch was cited for failure to yield at an intersection. 56-year-old Jeffrey P. Smith of Enfield was arrested Saturday evening on charges of assault and criminal trespass to property, according to the White County Sheriff's Department. Officers responded to a report of a fight on Sacramento Street in Enfield. Smith is accused of going onto the property of Mike Dugan, asking him to fight. At one point, he's accused of throwing a Bible at Alicia Fulton. Nobody was hurt. 18-year-old Kristen D.L. Page of Stewart Street in Carmi was arrested Saturday on a White County body attachment. Carmi City Police made the arrest, bond $250 cash. 20-year-old Brett A. Short of 10th Street in Carmi was arrested Sunday morning on a charge of DUI drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Carmi City Police arrested Short after receiving a 911 call to Oak at Sunnybrook regarding an impaired driver. Michelle K. Willis, 40, of East Street in Carmi, was arrested Saturday on charges of driving revoked or suspended and driving without insurance. She was arrested following a traffic stop Saturday evening at 4th Street at Sycamore, bond $150. 74-year-old Denzel Darrell Bennett of North Main Cross in Carmi was arrested Friday night on a charge of DUI and having no insurance. Carmi City Police report that police pulled Bennett's vehicle over at Main and Plum for having a taillight out. Suspecting the driver was impaired, Bennett was taken to the county jail where he tested 0.283 on the state's breathalyzer, more than three times the legal limit for DUI in Illinois. He was also cited for improper lane usage and having that taillight out. Edward W. Tyser, Jr., 35, of Carmi, arrested by Carmi City Police Saturday for driving revoked or suspended, possession of meth, and possession of a controlled substance. Carmi police say they saw Tyser driving a Ford Escape on Stewart Street and knew his license was suspended. A search of the vehicle yielded some suspected crystal methamphetamine and 2.5 alprazolam pills, which Tyser allegedly had no prescription for. Tyser was booked at the county jail pending the filing of formal charges and setting of bond. WFIW News, time 12:19.
Nights are getting cooler, leaves are changing colors, and the vibrant colors of fall are coming to life. It's time to think about bringing the beautiful colors of fall into your home, and Stein's Flowers and Gifts in Carmi can help. Whether you prefer the long-lasting beauty of silk floral arrangements or the scents and colors of a fresh floral bouquet, Stein's Flowers can help you pick the perfect arrangement for your home. Only at Stein's Flowers and Gifts, 1st Street in Carmi, or call 382-4624.
The high price of missing routine tests could be colon cancer. This is Dr. Thompson at Horizon Healthcare. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the U.S., according to the American Cancer Society. That number could drop by half. if all Americans 50 and older follow the American Cancer Society's screening guidelines.
Call 842-4617 for your colonoscopy consultation with Dr. Wesley Thompson at Horizon Healthcare in Fairfield.
Kincaid's and Carhartt go together like hammers and nails, shoes and socks, dogs and bones, George and paint, and Leroy and plumbing. October is Carhartt month at Kincaid's. Kincaid's has a massive stock of Carhartt clothing and accessories for men and women. Keep your Kincaid's Carhartt receipt, drop your name in the entry box, and you could win half off your Carhartt purchase at Kincaid's. You could win a $1,000 shopping spree also when you drop your name in that box too at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
A Fairfield man was killed Saturday after the pickup truck he was driving missed a curve and crashed into a road sign and a ditch in the small Marion County community of Walnut Hill. Tyler Bozarth, 25, was ejected from his pickup truck and pronounced dead at the scene. According to the Marion County coroner, Troy Cannon, Bozarth was traveling westbound on Walnut Hill Road when his truck missed a curve, hit a road sign, went through a ditch 50 feet through a woods, and then came to rest in a cornfield. Authorities believe the accident may have happened around 2 a.m., but the wreckage was not discovered before 8 a.m. Coroner Cannon said Bozarth died from blunt force trauma. A state police accident reconstruction officer was assigned to investigate further. A single vehicle accident down in Saline County Saturday night claimed the life of one person, left two others seriously injured. Lisa M. Grover, 64, of Carrier Mills, was pronounced dead at the scene by the Saline County Coroner's Office. The Illinois State Police report Grover was a backseat passenger in a 2000 Mercury Mountaineer driven by Nicole Wright, 43, of Marion. Wright's vehicle ran off Route 13 just west of Harco Road, hit a ditch, and overturned. Grover was ejected from the wreckage and died at the scene. Wright was injured and taken from the scene by helicopter to an Evansville hospital. A 10-year-old juvenile who was in the front seat was taken first to a local hospital before being transferred to an Evansville hospital. Juvenile's name not released because of his age. State police cited Nicole Wright for improper lane usage. That accident happened a little before 4:30 Saturday evening. Three Southern Illinois residents received serious injuries Sunday when the van they were in ran off I-64 in rural Wayne County, overturned, and burst into flames. Illinois State Police report Robert L. Meek, 47, of Pena, was traveling westbound on I-64 near the Wayne City exit when his 95 GMC van ran into the median, hit an embankment, and went airborne. When the van hit the ground, it overturned, came to rest back on its wheel, then caught fire. The driver, Robert Meek, was able to escape the burning van, along with the passenger, Tanya Keller, 36, of Pena. Second passenger, Jeremy D. Keller, 43, of Pena, had to be taken out of the wreckage by members of the Wayne City Fire Department and local ambulance crews. Robert Meek and Jeremy Keller were taken by ambulance to Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Tanya Keller was airlifted from the scene to a hospital in Evansville. That accident was reported to authorities a little after 11 o'clock Sunday morning, and remains under investigation by state police. WFIW News, time 12:23.
Spooktacular savings are at Eubinger's Furniture Company. For a limited time with a purchase, pick a ghost and receive a discount of up to 50% off your purchase. Plus, with approved credit, pay no interest till next year. See store for details. That makes these ghoulish deals too good to pass up. Now you can get all that new furniture and bedding you've been wanting with these spooktacular savings. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Enjoy your living space for less during the outdoor furniture sale at Silco. In-house constructed Adirondack chairs are just $120, picnic tables $110, swings $125, and custom-built steps and doghouses start at $100. Plus, if you see an advertised price for any interior and exterior building materials, home decor, or plumbing supplies, go see managers Jim Triggs in Fairfield and Vern Weaver in Wayne City for a free price quote. They just might beat the price and include better customer service and delivery, too. That's at Southern Illinois Lumber Company in Fairfield and Wayne City.
Edwards County Treasurer Debbie L. Smith has announced that the 2014 payable this year real estate taxes first due date is tomorrow, Tuesday the 20th. The first installment payments made after that date will be assessed a 1.5% late charge, according to state statute. The second due date is Monday, November 23rd. Payments may be made in person, by mail, or that handy drop box on the northeast side of the courthouse, or you can pay online at IllinoisEPay.com. A newspaper report indicates the budget impasse has led to some vendors stopping services provided to state facilities, but the Capitol is not in imminent danger of having their power shut off. Secretary of State Jesse White wrote Governor Bruce Rauner and legislative leaders earlier this year a warning of consequences of not paying the bills, including power companies shutting off the lights at the Capitol. However, the State Journal Register reports Springfield City Water, Light, and Power says that's a last resort for state buildings. Other vendors have already cut service, including Newton, True Value Hardware, and General Riddle Stores. They provide propane tanks for the floor maintenance machines and forklifts. They said they have closed out the state accounts until they can come up with a budget and pay their bills. Edwards County has completed their tax deed proceedings on real estate properties that were delinquent for 2011 and mobile homes that were delinquent for 2012 and prior real estate taxes. The county, as trustee, will now offer for sale the real estate and mobile homes obtained to the public. They'll be offering 2 real estate items and 4 mobile home items through a sealed bid auction sale. All sealed bids must be in the Edwards County office no later than October 30th. The sale of the mobile homes should be a major benefit to both the taxing districts and the neighboring property owners. The required minimum bid for the real estate is $675 and the mobile home $695. All items will be sold to the highest sealed bid received on or before October the 30th. Fairfield retail merchants will be having their Witches Night Out event tomorrow evening from 5 till 8. Here are the contests. At 7:30, there will be a witch cackle contest. At 7:45, costume judging. Public's invited to a big stargazing party tomorrow evening on the campus of Frontier Community College. Science instructor Ken Harris will have his telescopes out from 7 till 8:30 on the lawn between the Mason Building and U of I Extension office. It should be a clear, beautiful night, and those attending will be able to watch a lot of celestial displays. Attendees are encouraged to bring their binoculars as well. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. On Friday, local refineries raised their offering $1 per barrel. Today, they're paying $40.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. We did check November crude oil prices on the Mercantile a few moments ago, down 91 cents a barrel, trading at $46.35 per barrel. Time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are off 8 points at 17,208. The Nasdaq's up 12 at 4,899. In local and area deaths, 25-year-old former Fairfield resident Tyler Grant Bozarth of Mount Vernon died Saturday in a traffic accident near Walnut Hill. He graduated from Fairfield High School, Frontier Community College, and attended SIU Carbondale. He was a quality technician at Nascote Industries in Nashville, Illinois. Survivors include his parents, Mike and Barbara Bozarth of Fairfield, brothers Brandon Bozarth of Cypress, Texas, and Jared Bozarth of Fairfield, a sister, Caitlin Bozarth of Fairfield, and grandparents, Robert and Doris Bozarth of Sisney. Funeral services for Tyler Bozarth will be 10 o'clock Wednesday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be Tuesday night, 5 until 7, at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Jasper Athletic Association or the First Christian Church preschool program and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 97-year-old Jeff resident Norma E. Straub died Saturday at Jenny Stewart Medical Center down in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. She'd been a resident of Brookstone for the past few years. Survivors include a son, John M., and wife, Pansy Straub of Jeff, a sister, Ruby Chloe Courtright of Fairfield, 11 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Norma Straub will be 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Besto Cemetery at Jeff. Visitation will be noon Saturday till the time of service at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, Jeff Outreach Ministries, or the Jeff Rutan Club. 77-year-old Grayville resident Shirley Jean Kell died Friday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmine. She'd been a seamstress at Johnny Manufacturing. Survivors include sons, Jeff and wife Tracy Kell of Mount Carmel, Roger Kell of Irving, Texas, daughters LaDonna McNew of Grayville, Reba Powers of Mount Carmel, Alice and husband Randy Hutchison of Carmine, brothers Delbert and wife Sharon Brines of Grayville, Donnie and wife Marcia Brines of Cowling, Ray and wife Linda Brines of Grayville, sisters Pat Clodfelder, Nancy and husband Don Daniel, all of Grayville, Betty and husband Terry Doty of Cowling, Sally and husband Danny Daniel, Mary and husband Larry Hutchcraft, all of Fairfield, and grandchildren Stacy Robinette, Cliff McNew, Philip Doyle, Roger, Dakota, and Caitlin Kell, Heather Dunn, Matt Koenig, Jason Koenig, Lindsay Gish, Nate and Kenzie Kell, and Allie Kell, and several great-grandchildren. Services for Shirley Jean Kell will be 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Cook Chapel in Grayville, with burial in Oak Grove Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 o'clock this afternoon till the time of service, 3 p.m. at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association. 58-year-old McLeansboro resident Carol Glenn died at 12:45 Sunday afternoon at her home. She'd been a CNA working for Bridges and Community Care at Mount Vernon. Survivors include two sons, Stephen Graves and wife Desiree of McLeansboro, and David Joe Graves and wife Ashley of McLeansboro. Two daughters, Felicia Glenn and Teresa Vales of McLeansboro. Three sisters, Linda Chasteen and husband Charlie of McLeansboro, Katie Leonard and husband Robert of McLeansboro, and Carolyn Hamrick of Winfield, Alabama. Funeral services for Carol Glenn will be 1 o'clock Thursday afternoon at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial in Crouch Cemetery at Belle Prairie. Visitation will be 6 to late Wednesday evening at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the charity of your choice. 80-year-old former Decatur resident Joyce Ann Wilson of Bloomington died Saturday at Heartland Healthcare in Decatur. She'd worked at GE. Survivors include a son, Audie Wilson, and wife Karen of Bloomington. Grandchildren, Michael Wilson and wife Kelly of Bloomington, Amy Wilson of Peoria, and a great-grandson, Dylan Wilson of Bloomington. A funeral service for Joyce Ann Wilson will be 2 o'clock Tuesday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 p.m. Tuesday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. A celebration of life service for Lois Leather Shreve, 77, of Wayne City, will be 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. A visitation is now till the time of service at the Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News, time 12:32.
For dependable local TV service, look no further than Wabash Independent Networks. We have three packages starting at under $30. Our TV packages include all your favorites, including local channels and school channels, without extra fees. Or ask about our DVR service. We know you'll love DVR because it lets you pause, rewind, and fast-forward live TV, or record your favorite shows and watch them when you want. Wynn offers month-to-month service or yearly contracts for more savings. Spring into Wynn today. Call 662-3636.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in Barnwood is on sale too at Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high around 69. Clear tonight, down to 45. Sunny Tuesday, 72. Sunny Wednesday, 77. Same thing Thursday, sunny, 77. Sunny Friday, 74. And then a chance of shower sneaks into our forecast Saturday, high of 71. Got up to 62 for the high yesterday, 37 our low this morning. And at 12:34, under sunny skies with a breeze out there, it is 65. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.